Well, as you've heard by now, Dolphin season tickets have gone on sale today, and the offseason is just about getting ready to ramp up. It's going to be a pretty exciting one. I think everybody realizes that. Jeff Ireland joins us in studio, the Dolphin general manager. First of all, I guess, you know, last night kind of the official end of the 2012 season. You had the Super Bowl. You enjoy the game?
I did, very much so.
And I guess you just watch it like a regular person, huh?
At the house, and, you know, like I said, you know, just you know, watch like a normal fan, have a couple wings, you know, maybe a beer.
Very nice.
Enjoyed it.
Very nice. Okay, so we mentioned season tickets on sale, off season, lots of free cap space. By my math, 5 draft picks in the first 82. Those kinds of things don't happen by accident, do they? You guys had to set this up, right?
That's right. It did not happen by accident. There was some planning, obviously, in place, and you know, we've tried to set ourselves up. You know, after a year with Joe and his staff and the culture that he's building, to set ourselves up moving forward with ammunition to help ourselves, from, you know, to build through the draft, and also have some cap space to do some things in the off season as well.
How much has your philosophy, for lack of a better word, changed since Joe Philbin came in?
Well, it really hasn't changed too much from a draft standpoint. Not at all, really, to be honest with you. I'm still looking for big, strong, fast, smart guys, to be honest with you. And he hasn't come in and said anything different from that standpoint. We run it a little bit differently. You know, schematics on offense, some schematics on defensive change. So we're looking for different types of players, but doesn't mean that we still don't want those kind of players in the draft.
Jeff, can you take the Dolphin fans through what a typical day is in the off season? I know during the season it must be a little bit different than it is right now for you and your staff.
Well, right now, today, we just started pre-combine draft meetings. So this is the first time that Joe will have a chance to sit down with the scouts and see the players that he'll be watching in the combine. So we start around 7:30. We'll go till 8:30 or 9 tonight. We eat 3 squares up here during the day, and you know, it's a long process. We're watching a lot of video. We're going through each player and how they fit. You know, from a character standpoint, from an offensive and defensive schematic standpoint, and you know, and getting his take on, you know, quickly. We're not watching a ton of tape on individual players. We've already watched a lot of them at this point, and now we're just getting different views from different scouts that have seen him. So by this time, we'll have 3 or 4 different looks at a different player, including my own and maybe Brian Gain and Chris Greer, along with that process. So we'll go for about 2 weeks, and then we'll go to the combine.
Now, free agency opens on March 12th, but there's that negotiating window before that. Take us through the way – I know the draft, you have the big board and everybody's names on it, and it kind of dwindles down from there the closer you get to April. Is it the same for free agency? Do you have a big board for free agency, and it kind of weeds its way down to who you're looking at certain positions?
Exactly. Now, you know, it's going to weed itself down a little bit even before you get to free agency, because some of those names will come off, you know, from franchise transition, you know, re-signs and things like that. But we did those meetings last week. We sat down with their coaching staff, sat down with, you know, our coordinators and had them, you know, look at some guys and, again, talk about, you know, how they fit schematically and then tell them a little bit more about what we know of them as people and character and what their makeup is all about. And then we make a decision on whether those guys are a fit for us. We're already as a pro staff already down the road quite a bit with some of our decisions and thought processes, but we're adding the coach involved and again just kind of getting a confirmation of schematic fit from their standpoint.
In the Super Bowl last night, Jeff Ireland is with us. We saw a ton of big plays on offense, on defense. We saw the longest play in Super Bowl history on special teams. Are you satisfied with the number of big plays that the team had last season, offensively, defensively, and special teams? And if not, what needs to happen so that the Dolphins are making more big plays?
Well, certainly not satisfied from the big play standpoint. You know, big plays, I think, turn into wins, and you know, on both sides of the ball. I mean, I've always said that, you know, we need, you know, 20-yard gains, and you know, from a rushing standpoint, from a passing standpoint, we need to take the ball away from the passer, disrupt his timing on defense, take the ball away from the receivers or running backs or tight ends when the ball is thrown in the air, or strip the ball from a running, you know, from a running back or ball carrier standpoint. So, disrupting the timing of a quarterback and disrupting the timing of the receivers getting into the route is very important for making big plays on offense or defense, and then, of course, the big plays on offense as well, like I said.
Big plays obviously come from big-time players, and we have one of those at the position of quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. I know you've watched him ever since his junior year, all the way through the draft and through his first season, and as we fast forward to now, Is his progression kind of where you thought it would be at this point?
Well, I think he's done a great job this year. Obviously, I think, he's got 35 starts under his belt to this day. And that's huge, because I think, the axiom that you go by in scouting is you like to see a quarterback have 30 starts, under his belt before before he's ready to play. And we kind of violated that, our principle and axiom, by drafting a player that didn't have those starts under his belt. But now he does. And I think we're better for it. I think this team is better for it. I think Ryan's better for it. And so now we're kind of going to hopefully see a big jump from that standpoint, from his development. We're not satisfied with where he's at right now. He's got a long way to go. He knows that. We know that. But we think if we can surround him with some things, not only from a protection standpoint, but some playmakers down the field, he's only going to get better and better and better, along with his attitude and his makeup and his drive. It's only going to get better.
What led you guys to kind of break your own philosophy and going after someone with less than 30 starts?
Really just, it was about really Ryan and how he presented himself. He was really, really smart, poised beyond his years, mature beyond his years. And sometimes it's not just necessarily the starts. It's the composure, the poise, how smart he is, how quickly he's going to pick things up. And the fact that he'd been in the quarterback room, for all those years, even though he's playing receiver, he was going through all those meetings. And then we hire a guy, that Mike Sherman, that had been with him. So you had a lot of things going in the right direction with Ryan. I mean, I was on him very early, and I loved his athletic skill set. And that's just kind of the way college is going. They're going with a more athletic quarterback. I loved his stature. He's 6'3 and a half. He's 220 pounds. He runs 4.5. 4.55, and he can throw the ball with accuracy, with timing, and then you add the makeup to it. I mean, it was a natural fit for me.
Makes a lot of sense. Very big and very exciting offseason for the Dolphins. Season tickets are on sale now. They start at just $34 per game. You can get them online at dolphins.com or by calling 1-888-FINS-TIX. Moving on to free agency, Cam Wake, a guy not going to be a free agent, signed the extension last year. I'm going to guess, as a general manager, you absolutely love, you sign a guy to a big extension, and he comes back and has probably the best year of his career right after that.
Well, you love that. I love that. There's no doubt about it. Cam is one of those guys that I really had no doubt in my mind. When you sign a guy early, and he's got another year in his belt, but you sign him early, you have to have a lot of conviction to what you're doing from a contractual standpoint, that he's going to play as hard as he can with a great effort, and that's what Cam does. He's always done that, and he'll continue to do that into his career.
Bunch of big free agents coming up from this team moving into unrestricted free agency. I mean, we're always getting questions. Oh, what about this guy? What about that guy? I imagine every negotiation is just like its own unique thing, isn't it?
It is. Every single player presents, something different. And, all these players, I've had a hand in either drafting them, trading for them, signing them as an unrestricted free agent. So they've all had they all have complimented this team greatly. They all have exactly what we're looking for from a character and makeup standpoint. So, to really kind of put them all in a nutshell, we wish we could re-sign all of them, because all of them have done some really good things for us. There's some complicated negotiations. We've got some tough decisions to make, and we've started the process already, trying to get a few of these guys back, and we'll start a little bit more aggressively as time goes by a little bit and get a little bit closer to free agency.
All right, free agency, the draft, trades, all ways to make your team better from one season to another. Another way, I guess, and maybe the preferred way, is you get one of your young guys who's already here to sort of burst out onto the scene. We saw that last year with Rashad Jones, fifth-round pick a couple of years ago, plays kind of sparingly for two seasons, busts out, has a near Pro Bowl season this last year. It's going to be a huge help when that kind of thing takes place.
Well, that's the process that you go through. And sometimes, Rashad came out as a junior, played some special teams as a freshman, and then jumps out there 2 years ago, and then now he's or last year, and then he's really kind of jumped on the scene. And so you obviously want that to happen. And it's a developmental process. You know, some guys takes a little bit longer to develop. And sometimes it's just opportunity. The ball has to come his way sometimes. And he has got to create some things as well. And having confidence to do that, being out there and getting coached well and, being developed and trying to grow the person and the professional that's inside Rashad to get him to come out of his shell a little bit. And that's what's happening, and we're very excited for him.
And sometimes, Jeff, players don't have that opportunity to grow with the years. Sometimes you're thrown right into the fire, like Jonathan Martin. Olivier Vernon had to play special teams and do a lot of the things in the process like Rashad did. Is there anybody on the radar on the team now that you're looking to take that next big step next year?
Well, I would say, Lamar Miller would be one. Lamar had, really showed some great, signs of really some explosive play opportunity. He kind of shoots out of a cannon when he hits the hole. He's got very good hands. I thought he's did a very good job in his pass protection, which keeps him on the field, all three downs. So he's one player in particular. Rashad Matthews, I thought, came on the scene and played some late last year. And I don't think we've seen the best of Olivier Vernon or Jonathan Martin from that standpoint. I think both those guys are young. Both of them came out as juniors. Both of them are very young in their development from a mass, bulk standpoint, from a strength standpoint, and just from an experience standpoint. I think all those guys are going to give them much, much better.
I know that those are some of the guys that we're all looking forward to take the next step. And I would have to think with all the guys in free agency or unrestricted free agents that are currently with the Dolphins, this lineup may look a little bit different on both sides of the football than it did week 17 against New England as we look forward to September in week one.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've got like I said, we've got some UFAs that are currently unsigned. We've got to try to get a bulk of those guys back. They have decisions too, though, so they can either sign what we're trying to offer them, or they can go out to free agency. So, then there's also free agency that are out there that will hit come March 12th. And so we'll have some of those guys. And then we got 9 draft picks, in particular. We got 5 in the top 82, like you said, but we got 4 additionals, a 4th, 5, and 2 7s. And so we're looking forward to hitting some of those guys too. So, although we had the second youngest team in the National Football League last year, I hope that, all 9 of those draft choices plus a couple of undrafted free agents make our roster. So we'll have another young team next year, which is all by design.
All right. Jeff Ireland is with us. Last year at this time, all we talked to you about, it seemed like, was a quarterback. What do you like in a quarterback? What do you look for in a quarterback? Let's sub out quarterback for wide receiver. Why not? What do you like in a wide receiver? What do you look for in a wide receiver?
Well, you're looking for a lot of things. Number one, a guy that's going to catch the ball. I think that's the most critical factor that you can have in a wide receiver. Number two is the gaining separation. He's got to get open to catch the ball. So those things, and then just run after catch, making explosive plays, confidence, contact, plays ability. Catching the ball with in contact, because they pay that other guy on the other side of the field too to cover you. And so he's going to make some plays on the ball. And so you got to be able to be in contact and some close quarters battles and come down with the football.
All right. There you go. Straight from the horse's mouth, General Manager Jeff Ireland. Remember, season tickets are on sale now. In addition to Buffalo, New England, and the Jets, the Falcons, the Super Bowl champion Ravens, the Panthers, the Bengals, and the Chargers all come to Sun Life Stadium. Season tickets begin as low as $34 per game. You can get them online at Dolphins.com or by calling 888-FINS-TIX. Jeff, really appreciate you coming in. Obviously, a very busy time of year. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.